And now, live from New York, the Alan Burke Show, and here's Alan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another Alan Burke Show today. Do I detect Boo and Mrs. here?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Oh my god. My first guest
is Wiggy.
Mr. Frank in power. I met him at a discotheque.
Burke in a discotheque?
Why not?
That old goat.
My first guest, Mr. Frank in power. Bring him in. Come on, give a clap. Frank, come right in. May I call you Frank?
Yeah, sure.
We're great friends here. I met
call
you
at the
discotheque. Yes, you may.
All right, thank you.
They will call me Mr. Burke back there.
Yeah.
And I'd like to start off. What? Is there a question, please? Oh, well, then keep your hands to yourself. I'm going to punch you and I'm going to beat you up.
I got friends.
And I'll beat you up, you potato head. I want to ask you a couple questions. Where do you come from? You weren't born at the village, were you?
No.
They wouldn't have them.
I lived in the Bronx, and I ran away to the village when I was 15.
You ran away from the village?
I ran away to the village.
Oh, to
yeah,
the village. Oh,
that's
I
correct.
I can't hear too good. They're back. Yeah. They're yelling and screaming. A big hand for the Howdy Doody Dropouts. A big hand. Thank you. All right. Now, to get a lot of this system, to be quiet now. I see a question. A lady. Oh, what is your name? Where do you come from?
My name is Mrs. Foxneck.
And where do you come from?
I'm from Long, Wyoming.
And what is your question to Mr. Impala?
Mr. Impala, how old are you right now?
Right now, I'm 21.
And you ran away from the village when you were 15.
15, that's correct.
Now tell us about that. Answer your question, Mrs. Fox.
Yes, thank you.
You may sit back and chew your LSD. And you get prizes today. Yes, Peter Gowdy and the audience will get prizes. I'll mention them later in the show. Just keep you in suspense. And And you have studied the village, right?
Yes.
And I always just quit about the buttons. I mean, I seen them around, and it's crazy buttons. I mean, it's some of not nice, but you know a couple. Can you mention a couple to the audience?
Just a couple.
I mean, there's hundreds of them. Then you'll tell them.
Italian power.
Italian power.
Italian
power. Hey, get that potato back in, Irishman.
Down with pants. Where's Lee Harvey Oswald now that we need him?
Very nice. They have any of me? I know they have a Joe Pine. Send Joe Pine the car. They don't have Alan Burke. I guess I'm not that.
No, yeah, they have one.
You're a nanny goat. They don't put it
on. No, they have what? Mr. Burke. They have one.
What is your name and where you come from?
My name is Mr. Lum.
And where do you come from?
I come from California.
And what is your question?
I don't have a question.
Are you telling me something?
I've heard a button. Get Alan Burke a new wig.
You heard that button.
Get Alan Burke a new wig and get a free beard with it.
Yeah, that's a button. you just sit back and shoot.
I never saw that.
They just teased me.
Yeah, well, I made it.
Oh, yeah, I know you made it up. And what other buttons? Name a couple more.
Oh, LSD, not LBJ.
That's a funny one. I guess they got it from me. And what
else? You got two hands.
You already got two hands.
Yeah.
Shut up. Who are you again? Same man, Mr. Lum. And what is your statement?
I didn't hear that last button.
What was the last one?
Out of your ears.
Oh.
Yeah. That's another button.
And tell me, what started all this button? When did it start?
It started about 2 years ago when, some of the poets down there, they get the inspirations and crazy things they write.
And what are some of the styles of the clothes down at the village? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Oh, well, you see some really weird things.
What do the girls wear? That's the question.
You see some girls that wear pants and a shirt and shoes.
Beards?
You can have short hair or long hair. And then you see some of the boys with boots and stockings and dresses and
real weirdos, I think in my book they're real weirdos.
Yes, I agree with you, Alan.
Like you.
Has anybody got a question for Mr. Impala? Oh, I see you made a hand. You're waving it. So, what is your name?
My name is Mr. Fuzz from Wolf Neck, Pennsylvania. And Mr. Burke, I have a question. Mr. Impala, have you written any books about the village lately?
Have you, Mr. Impala?
I wrote one last year.
Last year?
Last year, yeah, that's right. That was 1966.
All right, go ahead.
On styles of the village. and it was published by Richard
Trigetti. Is it out now on the market?
On the market now, yes.
Did that answer Mr. Fuzzhead, did that answer your question?
Yes, that answered my question. Thank you very much, Mr. Impala.
Yeah, what about me?
Goodbye, Harry.
Mr. Impala, do you think, how do you like the way I dress?
Next question, please.
Now, you can...
You don't dress.
Shh. What do you mean I don't dress? do you think I should live down the village?
Never.
I asked Mr. Impala.
Are there any more questions?
Oh, well, anybody in the studio have another question to ask Mr. Impala? Oh, I see a lady with big, bold legs. So what is your name, please?
My name is Mrs. Gertrude Brina from Brooklyn, New York. Mr. Impala, do you intend to write any books in the near future about the village?
Are you Mr. Impala?
I suppose in about 6 months I'll
you write
another
book?
One.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We'll look forward for it, and I might give it away as a prize. You do get on the prize of the show. On the show, you get a prize, a box of buttons from the village, official box of buttons from the village, and also another prize I'll mention later in the show. Any more questions, Mr. Impala? Do you? There are no more questions, are there? No. Okay, Mr. Impala, do you recommend strangers to go down the village? Or like two girls, just a bunch of girls, without accompanied by a boy, or like couples. Let's start with a stranger commercial question. You.
A bunch of girls?
Yeah,
it's, you see some pretty weird sights.
I mean, do you think strangers who are like visiting New York should go down the village alone?
How many?
One or two, one or two together. I don't think.
Yeah, well, it depends what sections, like.
And do you... Oh, so it depends what section of the village. And do you recommend two girls to go down alone? Like my cousin?
Well, like your cousin, yes.
You recommend her to go down alone? Yeah, she can handle herself. And thank you, Mr. Impala, for coming on our show. I want to shake your hand, but I see there's something in it. Let's give Mr. Impala a big hand. Let's give Mr. Impala a big hand.
Okay, bye.
And now a commercial from one of our sponsors.
Burke, we'll be back.
What does Edie Adams say?
Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime?
We'd like to sing this lovely melody.
Boom, 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 boom.
Step up, let's master, and smile, but smile.
You too, sister.
More of Burke.
My second guest on this lovely show of mine, I met him at a bar in New York. I'm talking about the one, the only, Mr. Dr. C. Richfield. Give him a big hand.
Hey!
Ooh,
you get drunk!
He's been studying drugs, dope addicts, and my wife. For 50 years, and also about cigarette smoking.
50 years?
Well, I let her.
How old is he?
And I'll call you Mr. Richfield instead of Dr. Richfield. Well, okay. I'll call you Dr.
Okay, it's okay.
Where were you come from? Where you were born?
In Yonkers, New York.
Yonkers, New York. And how long have you been studying? I said 50. It was just a little Alan Burke joke. Okay? How long have you been studying drugs and drug addicts?
Well, I started about... 3 years ago around there, and I've been studying ever since and trying to see how come they take it.
And do you think the police station and the other guys with the FBI men are stepping up and catching these dope addicts and putting them in the jails? What's the 11? The hood gals?
Well,
do you think the police are doing their job?
Well, now that it has become more... people taking the dope, I think...
Go ahead, I don't want to interrupt you. I'll just light you a
cigarette. I think that they're trying to step up the plan of getting the dope when it's coming into the country.
Oh, yeah,
from
the
all
smugglers.
Places. Yes, the smugglers, and they're trying to get the dope addicts.
Do you think these barbaric punks can ever reform to a normal life like mine?
How dare you call us barbaric?
Oh, I see what
you are. You are a barbaric! You are a barbaric!
Why did I ask that question?
Just a minute.
This is my fight.
Listen, if he
What is your name? What is your name, please?
My name is Mr. Wigging, and I'm from the Bronx in New York. And
you may continue with your argument. I just want to know what your name was.
Yes,
that's
better.
Say what you want.
What makes you call us barbarous?
Excuse me, I called you barbarics.
Well,
in my book,
right to call us barbarous.
Excuse me, Dr. Richfield. This is my fight.
Wait,
I call them barbarics because they are. In my book, they are. They're lower than a. Well, they're low enough. Anyway.
Well, in my book,
they're just dirty people have holes in their arms
with a false head and
a false head
and with big beard.
You kids think you know a lot by taking drugs, right?
Yeah.
It's no good for your digestive system.
Yeah, how do you know?
I read books. I read can read. Books. Alan Burke does read.
I doubt
in my book, you are just barbaric.
May I say something?
Listen, I'm entertaining a guest in my living room when I want quiet.
Does your mother feed you? Does your mother feed you too?
You shut up, you big idiot. If you take drugs and dope, you are a barbaric pirate. Why do you take them? Answer me that question.
It makes you feel good. That's why.
It's no good for the body.
It is.
Let's have a hand. Let's have a hand for anti-drugs.
How much do you pay for one?
Zero.
Let me hand for that.
It's a hand for drugs.
No, they're not. Well, I guess the drugs have it. Any other questions? Oh, a man with a big nose and a big hat.
My name is Senor Garcia.
And what is your question here?
Wait a minute.
What is this about kabooka? What is it? I want English on my show. I don't want no spick language on my show. Please take your seat. Juan Valdez, please take your seat. Take that big, that goofy hat off. Take that hat. You're poking me in the eye. You're knocking my wig off. That big nose. Either you're eating a banana or take it out when you speak to me. I don't want no Wild Valdez talk. Now, can you speak English, Mr. Big Nose? Mr. Goddamn. Well, speak English. This is an English show.
Me llamo Garcia.
You think you are Juan Valdez or something? Pick your own.
No, Garcia.
Oh, Garcia. What is your question to Dr. Richfield?
So, are there hospitals for these sick people?
Are there hospitals for dope addicts? That's what he means. Don't they set up hospitals for to treat them?
It's a type of hospital, but not like you would think. Like, when you're sick, you go to the hospital.
Oh, it's a different kind of.
Yes, it's like, hey, watch that man out there. He's
Him and his ball ball dance group. It's the Howdy Doody Dropouts. They'll get their box of buttons. And also, our second prize for the show is... a carton of marijuana menthols, a 7-minute cigarette. You will get that too. And finish your statement about
now,
the hospitals.
It's like a hospital.
We'll ask your name in a minute. All right.
Okay. It's like a hospital. They have recreation areas and.
Oh, it's not the other kind.
Oh, no. It's not where they.
How many do we have in this country?
Well, I don't know. About five.
About five. Not as many. We still need more.
No, we need more.
All right, well, let's ask that guy what his name is. Excuse me, Mr. Dr. Richfield.
My name is Frank Field, and I'm from Clifton, New Jersey.
And what is your question, please?
And he's complaining on the on all this dope addiction and all this stuff. And I've watched your show, and you've given away LSD, and now you're giving away a carton of marijuana menthol. Now you're giving away...
You don't criticize.
You're giving away dope. Just what he's preaching again.
He's a junkie!
These are my prizes that the WNEW sent me to give to my show. You can throw the carton of marijuana menthol away. It doesn't bother me. You don't go up on this here and criticize me. I'll have you thrown out.
Alan's a junkie. Junkie Alan.
Well, then I think we should hospitalize all of WNEW.
I think you should just sit down on your so-and-so and keep your mouth shut.
Whoa!
You dare?
And Mr. Richfield, I have one more question for you. My last question is, how do the policemen treat the dope addicts after they catch them? They give them rough treatment or they treat them like a respectful human being?
Well,
if I was the policeman, I'd whip them. Now, no comment.
You're not a policeman, that's not right.
Police brutality.
Well, I didn't say nothing on that yet. Well,
how do they treat them? Do you know?
Well, if he, at that right moment, he has that, like, the drug LSD in him, and he don't know what he's doing.
LSD is not, I consider it not a drug.
I just say it just makes you look high. It's not a question, but we'll hold that question for a second. Let him finish the answer.
If the person is on drugs and don't know what he's doing, they'll put him and they'll take him quite rough. Well,
they will treat him rough.
They'll treat him rough if he resists or something like that. But if he's so high that he'll go with them, they wouldn't have to treat him rough. They'll just take him by the hand. And if he's not at moment on the drug, and he is himself at that time, he'll start fighting. They'll have to treat him very rough.
All right. There's a question in the audience. What is your name, please? The lady with the big slipper.
My name is Mrs. Lucy Mongo from Paterson, New Jersey.
And what is your question?
I'd like to know what the initials LSD stand for.
Do you know Dr. Richfield?
Oh, yes. Lucky son of a drunkard.
Lucky son of a drunkard. That answer your question, lady from Paterson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Burke.
You're welcome. Let's say goodbye to my guests. We'll have a commercial from our sponsor, and then we'll say goodbye to my best friend, Dr. Richfield.
Alan shall return.
Ma, I'm hungry, Ma.
So stuff your face, son.
Hear that familiar sound? You know what to serve in this kind of situation. Park's pork sausages, made from choice pigs. Government inspected.
More sausages, Mom. Park sausages, ain't they, Mom? More Park sausages, Mom.
Alan returns.
Thank you for that commercial. We're saying goodbye to Dr. Richfield, one of my best friends. I met him at a bar. He's a nice guy. Let's give a big hand to Dr.
Thank you very much.
We want you back on the show again.
I'm not a drunkard.
We want to say goodbye to you nicely without this yelling and screaming. And I hope you come out back on my show again when we don't have them.
Yes,
and
so
the prizes today are a box of buttons from the village and also a carton of marijuana menthol, a 7-minute cigarette.
Bro,
see you next week.